This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We do have Dan Orlovsky. He joins us now. And Dan, I know a lot of people are playing up this Lamar and Joe Flacco situation and what it's going to mean. You've been in a lot of quarterback rooms. When a highly drafted guy comes in and there's a veteran already in there who has been there for a long time, in Joe's case, has won a Super Bowl, what is that room like on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a unique dynamic because, one, the temperature of the room is really going to be set by Joe. Joe's been the guy for a decade now. He's a Super Bowl champion, so he's going to kind of set the room and just all the little things of how it's going to go. Hey, I get in at this time. This is what I like to do first. This is how I like the room to look, music or no music. This is how I want to study and all that stuff. And then you're going to get the young first-round draft pick that, you know, in some ways you want him to sit back and learn, and at some point you want him to kind of assert himself and take over, and he's got his own little way. And so I can't imagine they're going to be best buddies. Joe's a very smart guy. He knows that person was drafted directly to take his job, mm-hmm. and Lamar is a guy who he has to go take that job. And so it's going to be an interesting dynamic. It's going to be important that there's a conversation had beforehand by their quarterback coach and offensive coordinator people and say, hey guys, listen, we everyone understands the situation, but this room is a safe haven for us to be good as players and as a football team. This needs to be a safe haven, competitive, yes, and challenging, yes, but at the same time, this needs to be a place where everyone can come and be honest and have good dialogue and learn and challenge each other and get better. But this is our safe place, because how the quarterback goes is usually how the organization does.
Dan, I would say this. I would say that if Lamar has to start games this year, the Ravens are in trouble. It means Joe got hurt or the season has gone that bad. Because watching Lamar practice, Lamar's not ready. And you watch the film. Lamar's not ready to step in and play. He's ready to come in and use his athleticism to make some plays. So he's going to have a package in every game where he plays a series. You know, I mean, how about down on the goal line being a run pass option or something? You know, those types of things. Your best skilled player can't be standing on the sidelines for all 70 plays.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I had said this months ago, whoever takes Lamar, you've got to give him 24 months.
Yep.
You've got to give him 2 years to really, because he needs to get, he's so talented that you can't pass on him in a way, but he's got stuff to work on that you can't put him out there and expect him to go be somebody he's not and do the things he's incapable of right now. Not that he won't be able to, but right now. And so that'll be the important thing, is for the organization to understand that. But like you said, 46 guys on game day are drafted with jerseys and shoulder pads on. He's one of your best 46, so you find places for him. And I had said months ago, handle him like the Steelers did years ago with a Cordell Stewart, where
yep.
he would have a package here, whether it's, like you had mentioned, in the red zone, whether it's a short yardage package. There's multiple ways to do it. Now, there's variables that come into play here, because in the NFL, it's a little different than it is in college. In regards to college, you're getting 15 possessions. In the NFL, sometimes you're getting 8, 9, 10. So everyone's going to matter, and every play matters. And so if your plan is to play Lamar in the red zone and Joe starts the game 10 of 10 for 150 yards and a touchdown,
right.
and they get down in the red zone, are you yanking Joe out?
No.
Okay. You know, so it's going to be really something to watch how they handle just the pulse of that. Is Joe going to be okay with it? It's, you know, and I don't know anybody who's ever been like, yeah, you know what? Take me off the field. I'm good with it. So it'll be really interesting to watch how it's managed. But I'll say this. if you put Lamar Jackson on the field, he's probably one of the best 22 on the field at any time, just athletically. Just,
yep.
Oh my goodness, something good can happen right now. And so that's the enticement to do something like that.
Hey, Dan, what I see watching him, I've watched him twice thus far, and with Lamar I'm talking, it looks like the fundamentals with his footwork are the most needed. A lot of times he'll lock that front knee and not step when he throws, you know, and then the ball is all over the place. And his grip is so high on the ball that he gets a flutter on the ball. Now, with footwork, you know, like being an ex-quarterback like you are, how long is it fixable for him to be able to fix that? You know, because then it's just going to improve his accuracy and his consistency.
It's absolutely fixable, but it's not something that's going to happen in 6 months. It's just not. And think about it like this. It's these little, when we put a pot of water on the stove, it doesn't go from room temperature to boiling right away. It takes time, and it's that degree by degree by degree, and all of a sudden it becomes steam. It turns substances, essentially. It goes from water to a steam. That's almost like the footwork increments he's got to have to take. He's just got to get incrementally better every single day. And I had said this maybe right away when they drafted him. I really think he should be their third quarterback. I honestly do, because with Lamar, what would you rather him focus on in September and October, November, December? Learning the game plan and being ready to play just in case, or fixing those little flaws, fixing those things in practice and spending time doing, just having to worry about that. Lamar, we just want you to focus on that. I don't need you to study a game plan. So that's what I would do. I would sit him, he'd be my third guy, and I would work on that footwork, because if he can just get a little bit better, then when he starts OTAs next year, he's in a much better place, because the footwork for him is going to be the make or break.
But Dan,
whether he's Superman or Clark Kent,
right?
You know? And so that's the thing that he's going to have to focus on organizationally. I would just make that his number one focus.
The only problem with making him the third quarterback is I want him involved in the game, right? Because I'm going to have him come in and do some things. I can't have him be the third quarterback, because if he comes in, then Flacco's done.
Well, my caveat to this would be, we, as organizationally, and I've seen this, everyone has seen it, but I've seen it just because I'm a quarterback and did it for 12 years and a nerd in a way with it. More young quarterbacks in the NFL are ruined than they are made. Two reasons. One, there's not a ton of great coaches, so they're handcuffed with a lot of stuff. But the number one reason is, organizations and coaches put guys on the field and they ask them to do things they can't and be somebody they're not able to. And that's my thing with Lamar, is if you don't fix the footwork flaw, if you don't give him the greatest opportunity to fix that, he will never become what you want him to become. And so as much as you have to be present-minded with your thinking of, I've got to get this guy on the field, he's so good, you've got to have a big picture view on him and saying, If I have plans for this guy to be my guy for the next decade, I need to fix, early on, I need to fix the number one issue with him. And to do that, I want all of his attention and focus on that. That's just being honest about it, because if you put him out on the field right now, then all those things that he might incrementally get better on from now until September are wasted, because when game action goes, all that stuff goes away. And so I get the whole desire of putting him on the field and in packages. I get that. And I was the one who just said, maybe you do some stuff with Cordell Stewart. But if you truly want to handle him the right way, if that's your number one goal, then you sit him as your third stringer and you allow him to grow and work on those flaws, because it's not going to happen in 3 or 4 months. It's going to take at least 18 months to get all that figured out.
Talking to Dan Orlovsky. And Dan, before we let you run, a lot of people talked about it's going to be the system that Lamar gets drafted into, the coaching staff. Well, you got Marty Morningwig, you got James Urban now, his first year as the QB coaches. What do you think about the dynamic of those two coaches working with Lamar, knowing their history? They've worked with Michael Vick in the past, and they've had success there. So how do you think this coaching staff and Lamar, how do you think that marriage works?
I think it works really well. I mean, Morningwig's worked with athletic quarterbacks before and had success with them. I think, you know, all quarterbacks want to be in a system that's going to allow them to be at their greatest strength.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this. Marty Morningwig understands how to utilize a guy's greatest strength. Greg Roman is a guy that was in San Francisco with Harbaugh and Colin Kaepernick and really lit the world or lit the league on fire with doing some of the quarterback runs. And so I think scheme-wise, he fits not well, but he fits fantastic with what those guys are comfortable with, what they've seen work, what they feel like they can rely on for him. If there was a place that you would have wanted him to go, that you said he's truly going to fit in this spot and scheme-wise, because coaches will always revert back to what they've seen work and what they know. Greg Roman and Marty Morningwood have seen athletic quarterbacks, and they know what works for them. And so I think he's in a really good place right there.
Dan, appreciate the insight as always. I'm sure we'll be picking your brain down the road.
Thanks, Dan.
Appreciate you guys having me. Thank you.
You got it, man.
Former NFL quarterback Dan Orlovsky. Some good insight there on Lamar Jackson.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.